Today is Wednesday, May 9th. Hope you guys are having a good hump day, that you're not overwhelmed with work.
Well, they're watching this first thing in the morning.
So they're not. They're just avoiding reading their email at this point.
Or they're watching it
on their way
right after it was posted, and they stayed up
to watch it.
The true.
So they can comment first.
The true winners. Yeah. Right. So today we'll be talking about business, social media, and it's all Facebook. So much Facebook.
There is a lot of Facebook stories this week.
A repulsive amount of Facebook, but it's in the news. We got to talk about it. There's literally a guy off camera with a gun, and
you guys can't see.
We don't have a choice.
Wendell hired him just so.
Then a little bit of design. Actually, we got a pretty good sprinkle of design this week.
Yeah, usually I can only find like one or two really like decent stories, but there are a couple good ones.
A heavy design week, but first. Actually, we'll do business first, but this is sort of a crossover story. Because we've got to talk about Cambridge Analytica.
They're going out of business.
Rest in peace, Cambridge Analytica. Now, they blame the evil internet and the backlash, as they call it, the PR campaign against them. And they say that these horrible people who blame them for everything have driven them to bankruptcy. They are... They've declared bankruptcy. They're shutting down the company. It is no more. There will never be.
Never again.
Never again be a Cambridge Analytica. What will those people do?
Well,
with
I mean,
all their intelligence.
Some of them might just rebrand and go to another company.
That seems like a brazen move, just to pack up and do the same exact thing under a different name.
I think that's what they're going to do.
Do you think they could get away with that?
But they are. They did.
Emerdata.
Like, what a weird name, too. I mean, we can't really talk shit about names because we call ourselves level one techs, but like...
That's awful. But you think Emmer is emergency? Is it Emerald?
I thought Emerald. That was Emerald where my City? Mind went.
I don't know. But it does turn out that most of the board, at least, the top brass of Cambridge Analytica, has simply moved to Emerdata. Emerdata, which, interestingly enough, has its headquarters... at the exact same address.
You know, I mean, it's just Cambridge easier Analytica. To change the lease over. Just stay there.
Well, they are going to declare bankruptcy from Cambridge Analytica and write off all the debt or, you know, whatever they had going on there.
I mean,
but Emerdata.
Rebranding. Yay, mm-hmm. Confetti.
I think they should have waited. I think they should have waited like 6 months because the short memory of the internet.
Would have been fine with it.
Yeah, that's been proven. But to do it right away, that's a little tricky.
Well, and that's going to taint their search results. You know, they're a new company. Well, they're trying to get off the ground. And someone looks them up and all they see are these articles about, you know, data breach. And
no, that's true. But I think they don't want search results. But I guess your point is,
That's the whole thing I have to talk to clients about all the time.
Maybe they'll be able to use that... I think they're in London, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
So they don't have the right to forget. That's the EU thing, right?
A British elephant never forgets.
Unless it's told to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to say that we wish them all the best, but I don't think I do.
I don't really.
Although, I will stand by, I think they were a bit of a scapegoat in all this.
A little bit.
And a lot of people hate that. They're like, no, they're evil. They got Trump elected. They must be destroyed. They were just doing what everybody else is doing.
Well, yeah, and regardless of whether or not they supported Trump, they're probably just doing their jobs. You know what I mean?
No, they were hired.
Yeah,
I'm sure if
hard help.
Sure, if the Dems came up with a little more money,
they would have done the same for them.
Although I think
probably did. Maybe
of those guys on that board were kind of like idealistic conservative type guys. Uh-huh. So who knows? But they're in London, so how could they support Trump? You know, they're socialists by default. Anyway, rest in peace. Cambridge Analytica is dead. Long live Emmer.
Pour one out for your homie.
Was it Emmer Media?
Emerdata.
Emerdata. Who cares? And when we're talking about board members behaving badly, we have to talk about Equifax.
And, you know, they're not really being punished for anything they did.
Yeah, you'd think they got away with the whole U.S. government didn't really do anything to them. The market didn't seem to punish them all that much. They're still doing okay. But you think, what about the investors? You know, what about when it's time
to... poor investors.
Let's re-elect the board. They cost you some money, right? You're suing them. Well, apparently most of the investors are happy with the way things are because they've re-elected everybody.
that seems almost too good to be true.
What for them, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad for everybody else.
Bad for everybody else, but like no one was upset. That's so surprising.
Well, they did talk about, they didn't win landslides. I think 65% was, but 65%.
How bad was the competition?
Yeah, that, like, you have to wonder about that.
Yeah.
I think.
Did they tank Enron? Like, I don't.
In a lot of ways, they probably were just like, okay, let's not let this be any worse than it was. Just keep things the way they are. People have already forgotten. Cambridge Analytica is the bad guy now. We can get through this.
Emerdata.
We don't even have to change our name. We can continue.
We don't have to rebrand.
Yeah. Plus, we talked about how a lot of their deals, for example, the one with the IRS, are baked in. They're like these government sweetheart deals, and it doesn't really affect them. Man, the world hates them.
Rebranding Equifax, that would be, they'd lose so much equity, like just in terms of like knowing that name. Because even if you're not, you know, super, you know, knowledgeable, everyone knows Equifax. I mean, maybe for bad reasons now, but.
But it's, they have such stiff competition because there's so many credit agencies that do the exact same thing.
Equifax is one of the big ones, though. Even before the breach, I heard about them more than a lot of others. Yeah.
They're definitely one of the big ones. And they're tied in. I think it's sort of that too big to fail type mentality where they're just involved with so many different businesses and those businesses don't want to change their software.
Yeah.
They don't want to change how their reporting works. It's okay for now. We're comfortable with this.
This is someone else's problem. This is future yeah, me problem.
Let's just let this go.
Screw future me.
That is definitely a damning condemnation of modern business that we're sort of in that, you know, we're making a lot of money. Let's just not rock the boat. Who cares if people lose their data?
Meanwhile, at Tesla,
oh,
they're rocking the boat. The rocket. Rocking the rocket.
We've got a couple of Tesla white knights.
We do.
Who will post some cringe-inducing things to defend their beloved Tesla. Even going so far as to email us about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
If you're those people, and that person in particular, maybe you want to stick your fingers in your ear and hum for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Because Musk has had a very, very bizarre conference call.
Basically, he kind of pulled a house. You know, like House MD from the TV show where he's like, this is not interesting to me. It's boring. And then he like threw his hand up in the air and like walked out.
Yeah, he said some interesting things even before his tantrum. And one of those things was, he's claiming he's not going to borrow any more money, not going to raise any more cash for the rest of 2018, which seems impossible because...
How are you going to pay your employees, you know, keep up production, which you're already behind on?
Spends a lot of cash. I think he expects the flamethrower money to come in soon and the Model 3s to start putting money back into the system, but...
Maybe not at the same time you're replacing it. Like,
I don't know. But more importantly... He decided at one point during this conference call that the questions were boring and he just cut it off, just basically walked away. And you're kind of not allowed to do that because...
Well, I mean, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to judge you for it.
These are people who are basically giving you their money and saying, hey, go do your thing. We believe in you. And you're just telling them to go.
I've got a rocket to build. And he just... I've got a tweet to Twitter out.
Do you think he did that exact motion where he flipped his hair back?
He's like, I have my chair. It's pretty short. So he's like,
and then just like a really feminine walk out of the room.
He's wearing like no one expects it. He's actually wearing like 6-inch heels and he just stomps off.
So yeah, Tesla stock did not do well after this. People were upset. And I saw another article. We didn't include it, but apparently he pulled the same thing with the NTSB, the Transportation Safety Board, talking about the whole self-driving Teslas wrecking thing, just basically hung up on them and walked away. And that's not, you don't want to make an enemy there.
No.
If you're Musk.
Does he not have, handler is not the right word, but like, does he not have, maybe not a handler for himself, but like handler for other people?
A PR
person. Guy or someone who's like, you know, I'm in charge of safety. I'm in charge of this. So he doesn't have to handle so much because it seems like he might be having like some kind of like break a little bit.
I don't know. He
needs a vacation.
Well, you know, he's got all of these different. I also saw a tweet. I don't know if it was real that apparently he's getting into like a snack company. He's making a candy company, I think it was.
Just stay focused on one thing.
Well, he's got the Hyperloop thing going on. He's got the boring thing, which is part of that. He's got obviously the spaceships.
Rockets, yeah, SpaceX.
He's got Tesla. He's spreading himself pretty thin.
Yeah, he needs some help, I think. And not just like maybe take a week off, but like,
well, he's sleeping at the plant, remember?
Yeah, he needs some staff to help him, it sounds like, and to maybe take some of those phone calls if he can't take them.
No, I think at this point he is such a cult of personality. He's, you know, the reason the White Knights love him so much. People are really invested in him as a person.
Yeah.
Not as the company. So I think he has to be this public face. And he's just going to have to deal with the boring questions. The boring questions.
How does he train someone up to follow in his lead?
I don't know. But he's going to have to do something, or that stock price. You don't want your stock price tanking when you've promised you're not going to borrow money.
Yeah.
That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
And to add to the lamentations of Elon Musk, the Nikola Motor Company. He's
sitting in ashes and tearing his clothes. Design patent violations. He screams into the air as he shakes his fist.
This is about, I don't know if they showed, you noticed something interesting about this logo. Let's talk about
that. I did. I noticed this earlier when we were reading it. It kind of looks a little bit like a uterus. Kinda, I mean, does. It was probably supposed to be like a stylized T, but I saw it as a uterus. And then I wondered if it was supposed to be like a Texas Longhorn, but they're not based in Texas. So
a very spiky uterus.
Yeah.
Sharp.
A sharp uterus.
They don't have a picture of the truck. That's
disappointing.
That's unfortunate. But anyway, we've talked about the Tesla truck before. It's a very space age looking,
bubbly,
snub nose truck because there's no engine, obviously. And the whole bottom side, just like the car, is batteries. Well, the Nikola Motor Company, they claim they patented everything about it. The rounded quarter panels, the battery placement, everything about that truck, they claim they came up with first and patented. And they are suing. And who knows? Who knows where that'll go?
In the list of notifications in Elon's head right now, what color is that notification for him? Like, is it a blue where it's like pretty low priority? Is it like bright red? I would say it's probably pretty low compared to, you know, all of his shareholders freaking out.
I don't know. I don't know how. I think they might be seeking a settlement.
Probably.
I think they might have sued Tesla before and settled. But, yeah, I think he probably just needs to give him a little bit of money, which he can't raise money to replace.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing, you can just keep that in court till next year, no problem.
And then be okay.
Yeah. Well, then you use next year's cash to...
That seems like a healthy way to run a company.
That's how modern business works.
Speaking of running, I don't really have a segue. I just saw the turtle picture and was like, something... Turtle in the hair, but it's not real. The picture is too unique for what we're actually talking about here. Comcast won't give new speed boosts to internet users who don't buy their TV service.
I actually experienced this, not with Comcast. We have Spectre here. But they called me up and they were like, hey, what can we do to get you better service? And I was like, I want faster internet service. That's the only thing I care about. And she was like, well, you're going to need to get this package with TV. And I was like, I don't have a TV. I don't want it. I don't care. And she was like, well, it's cheaper than your current internet package, and it's faster. So I took it, and I have TV that I don't watch.
Do you just have, like, you should just frame the box on your wall.
It's still in the box. Yeah. I still have the cardboard box. So Comcast has been caught doing the same thing, and it's not illegal. It's just immoral. But
it's kind of crappy.
You must take on TV subscription in order to get the doubled internet speed.
God, that's garbage.
Yeah. And in my case, I'm never going to watch their TV. I don't care.
Well, you're never going to watch their advertisements is what you mean.
Yeah.
Because that's all TV is.
And that's the point. Because when they go to those advertisers, they need to be able to say, hey, we've got this many subscribers.
This many eyeballs on your program.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter that I've never plugged it in. They still get to count me as a human being. So as they're getting all the cord cutters, as they're losing people, in order to get the better cord cutting package, you have to take the cord back. You pay less in most cases, but still kind of a shitty thing to do.
It is a really crappy thing to do.
The other thing about Comcast, they've got their famous 1 terabyte data cap. And so some of these people, they've moved to gigabit service. So you're really just racing toward the data cap. And then they charge you insane fees once you go over the cap. So,
that's the perfect solution.
Yeah, they are kind of getting you in both directions there. It's kind of disgusting. And soon they'll, you know, have a situation where they've got the fact like, oh, if you're using this website, it doesn't count toward the data cap. So why don't you just watch this
using program. One of our affiliates.
Yeah, exactly. So that's things going as planned in the broadband industry. Oh, it's good for consumers, isn't it?
No news.
But this is sort of related to Tesla a little bit. Well, not really Tesla, but SpaceX. Because SpaceX, you know, they're ruling the skies, right? Could anyone ever compete with them? I don't think NASA can. But how about the richest man in the world?
Jeff Bezos' rocket company launches its weird... It is a... Okay.
Yeah, we got to look at it.
Since it's weird-looking rocket, that's what we're looking at.
Here it is. The advertisement is limiting how much I can show you of it, but... Go.
Oh, you can pin it on Pinterest if you want to show people the weird rocket.
You got to admit, it looks like a penis.
It does look like male genitalia.
It's got the flared head and then the shaft and then the sort of the base flares out again and...
Is that really the most ergonomic design? Because I don't think other rockets quite... I mean, they look sort of similar, but not quite the same.
It's certainly the most aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're penetrating space. Mm. The unknown.
Leaving Mother Earth to penetrate space.
We're sending the seed of humanity
into
the cosmos.
But it successfully launched.
Yeah, Blue Origin. And they are... basically the same technology, you know, they reuse the capsule, they reuse the boosters and all that stuff. It's just another company in the space race. It's got to be good, right? Competition's always good.
Do you think NASA just like cries with their hands at night? Well, we can't afford more space rocks.
In most cases, they have to use NASA's launch pads and stuff like that. So they're kind of benefiting probably from this.
Getting their cut.
Yeah. I think NASA did announce another Mars mission, maybe.
At least that's something.
But going to space is cool. And yeah, I would like to see some people get off the planet because there's too many people. Yeah.
I have some people I'd like to send off the planet.
I don't think those are going to... They're not going to be the
they're
people.
They're not trained. They're not trained for that.
They're not worthy of heading out. And now begins our giant block of Facebook news. If you hate Facebook, hey, I'm with you. But they're in the news. We got to talk about them, right? It's big news. And the first story... If you hate Facebook, though, this may be good news, right? Because Zuckerberg is going to be summoned to the UK, and they're saying if he doesn't come willingly, then he better never come back to the UK.
Well, no, what was it? UK territories, the British territories. And I was like, you guys aren't an empire anymore. Don't try to pull this over.
Oh, you got served, UK. So, yeah, they're saying they want him to come. And now, he did send his chief technical officer over there to answer their questions. But much like the Senate testimony... They just pled ignorance to so many questions.
Yeah.
40 questions they refused to answer and kind of just, you know, slimed their way through it and didn't really give them what they wanted. So they're saying, no, we want Zuckerberg. And if he won't come willingly, then if he ever comes back, he will be before us. So stay out of our country or answer our questions.
I mean, I feel like I could insult the UK just for jokes, but I won't do it because I know some of our British fans would probably not like it. And America's not faultless either.
They don't have any feelings.
What's he going to go for? The chips and vinegar? The vinegar-flavored food?
Well, you went ahead and went there, didn't you?
I did. I'm sorry. It wasn't even that good of a joke.
Facebook did have their developer conference, F8, and the big announcement, the one everybody's excited for, the privacy clear your history button is coming to Facebook. So all these things that they know about you and all the apps that you've accepted and all that information, not only are they going to show it to you, but they're going to give you the ability to erase it.
There's probably a star in there that's like, terms and conditions may apply. I almost put reply.
I don't believe it. And no. I don't know if they
have... They might be like on your side, so your friends can't see what you've been doing, but they will probably keep a record.
No, they wouldn't be able to see. This is like your advertiser
actual profile.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that includes the shadow profile, because remember, we've confirmed they had the stuff they'll let you download, and then there's the shadow profile. And even for people who might not even use Facebook, they have the shadow profile. So I don't know if they're saying anything about that here. Probably not.
Sounds shady as hell.
Yeah, the word shadow
yeah.
is in itself very shady.
Shady. You're right. Because of the word.
That's what shade is. Anyway, don't believe it. And I say stick to your guns, delete Facebook, right? I actually had to go to a family function this last week, and several people, I got those weird looks, and I was like, I don't do Facebook. And they're like, what?
How do you keep up? Where do you sell your stuff? I don't know if where you're from, but where I'm from has a trading post that everyone is on, so you can get random crap. It's like a constant yard sale. I actually kind of like it, but...
Facebook just added that, didn't they? They have a thing like that now.
I think that they built in some sort of functionality for it, but this group is OG. Like, it was before this kind of functionality existed.
Nah, these were just people who wanted to show me pictures and stuff. They're like, you know, keep in touch. And I was like, no, I don't do that.
I don't keep in touch with people.
And it is kind of weird because people think that you're just writing them off, which, you know.
Well, let's be real.
In many of the cases, I definitely didn't want to have any correspondence with them, but I really don't use Facebook. It's true.
It's a convenient truth.
But if you don't use Facebook, not because you value your privacy at all, or you hate being manipulated psychologically and you see it for the evil that it is, but rather you don't use it because you feel like it's biased, well, maybe that's going to change.
Maybe, though it seems unlikely. They're hiring a whole team of lawyers, I think a senator, to make sure that everything on there is actually, you know, kosher and politically correct.
Yeah, it's basically two competing teams. I feel like one bias team is the civil rights bias team.
It's a civil rights group of lawyers, right?
Clearly very lefty. You know, that's civil rights is a very left-leaning type of thing. You could argue that's bipartisan, but in reality, not really.
Generally, usually more left-oriented.
And then the other bias team is going to be a conservative senator and his team of lawyers. And I feel like what they're going to find is just there's too many of those people, but pointing at each other. You know, it's like, they're the problem.
They're the problem. And why won't anyone do anything about them?
This harkens back, I think last week, maybe the week before, we talked about one of the original Reddit guys or one of those social media, like he'd gotten out of it and he was just being interviewed. And he was like, you know, the problem with all these social media sites is just the toxic human beings.
Is that they're social.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the people, they'd be great websites, experiences.
Yeah. The setup is nice and the design, everything. They've got good stuff going on. It's just those horrible people that are part of it. And how do you ever get around that?
You just block and unfriend.
When it comes to managing a community, can confirm toxic people, big problem.
Big problem.
Huge problem.
Luckily, I mean, I have to say though, I mean, there's definitely, we have problems from time to time, but generally our forums run themselves pretty well. We have a good mod staff and problems get resolved pretty quick.
Would you want to go to a dinner made up of those people?
I wouldn't mind some. Our mod staff, I'd go to dinner with the mod staff.
Well, I'm not talking about the mod staff.
Just the unwashed plebs in the lounge?
Just a random selection.
I'd take my chances.
Oh, you've heard it here first.
Coming with a group. Soon. With the group.
Intimate dinner with Krista.
With the group.
Now that is a perfect segue into our next story. Facebook as a dating app. So you will set up your Krista dinner on Facebook.
No. No. Nope.
I think people have been using Facebook as a data app sort of, you know, without actually having it set up for that. I think that's been going on for a long time.
Well, you stalk, you know, your friends mention, hey, I'm kind of into this guy. Of course you check him out.
Yeah. And, you know, the sort of the hookup world, the kids, the younger people, it seems like they just, you know,
these kids,
they just bang indiscriminately without the traditional dating.
Yeah, there's some of that. I imagine, like, if you get matched someplace like Tinder or you meet someone at a bar and you learn their name, you're going to want to know more about them before you agree to go out to dinner with them by yourself. So maybe you do a little Facebook stalking.
That's another thing. I think I've met girls who just assume that I'm married because I can't produce an online profile.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's happened.
I didn't even think about that, but I bet that's true.
I didn't either till afterwards.
I bet that's true.
Yeah. Mm. So here we can look at the design.
It asks important questions about your compatibility. Notably, as we see in this mock-up, whether you like cats or dogs, this man is a dog gentleman. Except he has a lemur in the picture.
Lemur, which I don't know what that means. What is that?
That means you don't want to be friends with that guy.
Your Instagram photos will factor into this. They will be part of your dating thing. If you see an Instagram photo of someone, you can initiate dating from that.
Oh, so but you could like, instead of just hearting their picture, you can be like, let me hit that.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's a smash button, I think is what they're going to call it.
Oh, no. No, I mean, I'm sure that's not what they're calling, but like, what happens to all those Instagram influencers?
They're going to get smashed hard. That's going to boost their ego, let me tell you.
But I mean, I guess that is an ego booster, but like at the same time, it's like, how much spam are they going to get from just people like, well, hey, I want to date you. Hey, I want to date you. Hey, I want to date you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that good? Maybe you can have a private profile.
Well, you have to opt into this. I don't think you automatically get, or you could set your relationship status.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting. Interesting use case to think about. Maybe, hopefully their design team has thought about that.
Yeah. And the other interesting thing about it is your friends are not part of this. You cannot date your friends.
Oh, yeah. That was the other. Yeah, that's true.
That's, your friends won't ever see your dating profile. And you will never be matched with people you are friends with on Facebook.
What if you're like matched with your sibling or something? It's probably a good thing they implemented that.
Or what if, you know, you've friended your crush, right? Because.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to unfriend her to have any chance at the date. It's going
to
be a mess.
You know, I mean, it could be that you just message them or talk to them in person about your crush and hey, be like, hey, let's go get dinner sometime if you don't mind, or lunch.
There's going
to
be that existential unknown crisis for a lot of people. It's like, do they hate me or do they just want to bang me? What was that unfriend about?
Oh, we're entering a new meta, a new online meta for Facebook.
I think we're entering into a new world of creepy Facebook stalking. But it turns out, we were already in a world of creepy Facebook stalking.
Not from the person you think. It's actually, this is a story about a guy who was a security analyst who worked for Facebook, who used his powers for evil by stalking a woman. I think it was just one woman?
No, I think it was several, but
that makes it a little worse.
He went so far, so he looked her up on Facebook using his tools. Then her,
he has to have his tools.
Her Instagram, which is owned by Facebook and tied to the same account.
Yeah.
She used Instagram photos on her Tinder profile. So he was able to use those photos to track down her Tinder and matched with her on Tinder and then revealed all of these creepy details to her. And she was, I think he expected her to be very impressed by that because she worked in software development as well. And she was not impressed. She was a little creeped out.
Pro dating tip. You can only do that kind of stuff when you already are friends or have some sort of, what's the word, rapport? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
When you already have that relationship built in, you don't open with that.
I would say, even if you do know them, don't open with intimate details that you've stolen from a social network.
Maybe don't steal.
Never do that.
Info.
Yeah.
Pro dating
Although,
tip.
Although, I will not accept if you deny this. If you had this ability, get access to this, you would abuse it. Maybe not for dating, but for looking up people?
No,
creeping
I wouldn't.
On them? Come on.
No. I don't do that with our own users.
But you creep on people on Facebook constantly.
I do for work associates.
Well, not okay.
That's relevant. That's relevant information that we might need to know.
I'm not talking about level one people. I'm talking about like somebody you know.
I might use it. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would do it if it's something that's like company data. I wouldn't. It would be something that had to be publicly available. I wouldn't use something that's not publicly available.
I don't know if I
would. I would feel weird about that. This guy clearly doesn't have that. Like, most people, you know, they realize there's a threshold for where it gets weird, and that guy just doesn't have that meter. There was no like alarm bell that went off in his head as he went over that line.
Well, he didn't even know not to tell the target. Of the
weird not to tell the
about
target.
The yeah so.
The target makes it sound way worse. I mean that's kind of
what
it was.
She was.
I bet he was a nice guy.
Tracked her down. Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart.
You know what? the one thing, he did get the swipe though, because you're not allowed to talk to people on Tinder unless they swipe.
What,
right?
Which that makes it even kind of sadder in a way, because yeah. like he could have just had a normal relationship with this girl.
Probably
they could have gone out to eat dinner and
probably totally would have. Maybe he was looking for something more than a, you know, just a cheap hookup though. Like he wanted to.
Well, you could do that from Tinder, surely, right? Like I mean, just because you have a date, you can go out and get your burger and like go around town and then realize you have a deep connection with this person.
That's against the terms of service.
And no one breaks those. Everyone reads those.
Pure sex. Actually, Zuckerberg used, because Tinder is so well known as just, you know, a hookup, that he sort of poked fun at him. He's like, no, a Facebook dating will be about real relationships and not just sex.
We'll see.
Which is crap.
We'll see. But,
and the Facebook train continues. This time, we've talked before about fake news. Facebook is they're a big purveyor of the idea of fake news. And they've tried in the past to combat it, and it didn't work too well.
So what they used to do is they put like this little red flag on the story that they thought was fake. What that turned out to do was people thought, oh, this is a cooler story, so they would click on it more, which was the opposite intended behavior, which you would think maybe would have shown up in user testing, but maybe not.
This button's got the cool icon.
Oh, nice.
I think that's sort of how they play it off, is like, oh, people don't get it. You know, they don't understand that we know better than them, and we're just telling them. I think it's got a lot to do with people not trusting Facebook.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Facebook to know necessarily either.
Facebook having a bias, a political bias and a social bias, and a lot of their users not liking that and liking content that goes against that.
Yeah.
But in their mind, it's like, oh, they just don't understand. It's kind of like the way we feel about Rue.
No. They just don't know.
She just doesn't understand. She doesn't know that you don't pee indoors.
All that hurt the way people treat people where we're from. Oh, those poor hicks. They don't know what's best for them.
Exactly. So what are they doing to combat that? Well, they've come up with something new. First of all, the red flag is gone. No more red flag. Instead, your fake news, which you can see over here, just gets small. So here's a regular news
article. It's a card style.
It's TechCrunch. So, of course, this is mainstream media. This is accepted. This is I can't remember who owns them, but it's the same people that own the Huffington Post, and we talked about it last week.
An accepted source.
They have
an accepted article.
They have that terms of the new terms of service is the story we did last week, where it's just like, we own everything. So that's a good story. Over here is not quite a good story. Maybe not so great. So you can see how much smaller it is. Plus the debunking articles
will show up automatically underneath.
Right here below it,
This is called hierarchy in design. So visual hierarchy, you use it to basically highlight what's important. And usually that is done through size. So anything that they deem important will be the regular large card size. And then the other stuff kind of reads like an ad because of the way it's designed. It's so small.
It does. It looks a lot like an ad, doesn't it?
That was purpose. That was done on purpose.
Yeah, the way Google sort of sets up their little ads in the middle of your content, that looks very similar.
Yep. That was so, all intentional.
It's all about getting you to read and react to the proper things and not what you want to see. So we talk about this a lot when it comes to businesses doing shady stuff like this. And, should they be allowed to do that? Is it okay? They can do whatever they want. Don't use Facebook. If you care about that kind of thing, don't let them have the power to do it. Just simply don't use their product. Or just use it to have empty relationships. Don't get your news from them. Jesus.
Or go on there to look at the trading post and see what junk people are selling that you might need.
What's the last thing you got from the trading post?
I think I got a thermos.
A used thermos?
It wasn't used. It was one that they decided they didn't need because they got a Yeti.
How
instead.
Do you know?
Because it had a tag and the silica thing inside of it.
Well, I could throw it. You're using a used thermos. There was urine in that thermos like a week before you bought it.
I washed it. It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
I don't know if you ever get that out of it. And now on to the design portion. I read some of these, but I got to say, most of them I didn't engage too hard on. So
rip in peace. This is kind of like a, I wouldn't say it's a non-story, but it's more like just sort of an interview format. And I thought it was interesting as someone who works in the field. Basically, this is an interview with a marketing guy who said...
What is this picture about?
This is the marketing guy.
This is the gray man?
He's the dark marketer. Dark man. No, he's basically just saying, listen, everybody who works in agencies now needs to be worried because a lot of clients are starting to move to in-house design, which basically means that instead of hiring an outside agency or outsourcing all of their design work, their marketing work, they're now just starting to do it in-house because it's cheaper and it's more efficient. And as someone who's worked with a couple different agencies and I've also worked in-house, I would generally agree with that.
Yeah. They also talked about in this article about the technical experience.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll get that with a marketing company. But I think more and more marketing companies are outsourcing that themselves as well.
Yeah. So then you have, you know, outsourcing and outsourcing and outsourcing. And then it's like, well, where does the buck stop? Because there's so many different people. It's hard to know where the responsibilities lie. And when you have an in-house department, that's easier to keep track of. They're your own people.
And I think the very nature of advertising, it's changing very slowly, but it should be changing very rapidly. Because as we see with Comcast and things like Netflix, I'm just not willing to deal with commercials.
Yeah.
I won't watch TV if there's commercials. I won't listen to the radio if there's commercials. I would just rather sit in silence than have commercials in my life. So you have to find a new way to sell me things.
And I think honestly, and this is what I tell clients all the time, especially when it comes to SEO, is like, the best thing you can do is just provide a good product and a good experience. And, you know, some people just don't want to hear that. But if you're looking to do that, then an in-house team makes sense.
Do you think...
because they're also devoted to your product.
When it came to the penis-shaped spaceship, was that an in-house design team? Was it just the engineers? Or did a marketing team say, you know what, we can make this up?
I bet that's
palace.
Just the engineers. But I could see an engineer being like, you know what, we don't lose any, you know, air velocity or, you know, it doesn't have any sort of ramifications. We should make it look more phallic. I could see them doing that. It's sort of like an inside joke.
So you think that's a feature and not just...
not a bug.
Not aerodynamics.
I could see that being a feature. Well, because they want to, you know, differentiate themselves from competitors.
It certainly does that.
It does that. It does that very well.
Well, speaking of phalluses, the man who invented the Playboy bunny. I never thought about...
The logo. It's very iconic, isn't it?
You know, what always... I don't know if girls still do this, but when I was in high school, like the hottest thing in the world was when the girls would go to the tanning bed and they always for
stamp
some reason
brand themselves with
they would get the Playboy bunny sticker. So like one little part of their belly was not tanned.
Yeah.
But it was Playboy.
It's branding. They're like an actual cattle brand, but opposite.
Yeah, kind of an inverse branding. But I always wondered, like, who decided that the Playboy bunny was the thing that you did that with? Because that's the only thing they ever used.
Yeah, was it? Well, and I always saw the four-leaf clover. So I'm not sure why that's also a thing. It's kind of a fluff story, but it's basically just talking about how, you know, he invented this logo. It didn't really talk about this guy's other achievements. Like, this was his crowning glory.
But it is a good logo.
It is, like, yeah. It scales very well. Works well in different colors.
The bunny, he looks kind of disinterested. But he's got that sweet bow tie.
Yeah.
And I look at him and I think there's a bunny who, you know, he commands respect from women. That's what I see when I look at that bunny.
Well, it makes sense. It's weird because there's nothing when you hear the title Playboy, there's nothing that would associate that with rabbits at all. And yet.
But they're Playboy bunnies.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did the Playboy bunnies come first or did that guy come up with a logo?
I think that the guy might have come up with a logo. Because they had originally, they were going to call the magazine something else. It mentioned this in the article. And then they ran into a copyright issue where it was like someone else already had that name. So they changed it to Playboy. And then Hugh Hefner approached this guy and was like, hey, can you do a logo? And this was one of the first things he sketched out. And that's what became the logo.
The other name was Stag Party.
Stag Party.
Which like,
it doesn't have quite the
Playboy
same
Playboy seems kind of classy. You know, like...
Yeah.
But Stag Party? I don't think Stag Party would have had the success.
The same staying power.
No.
No.
But also, here's another question for you. We have things like the famous whorehouse in Vegas is the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
I think that's because of this.
Probably.
But here's a better question. Ski bunnies. You've heard of ski bunnies?
Is that the people who dress up and like
it's
look
just
all
like,
nice?
It's pretty girls who, you know, ski.
Yeah.
Ski bunnies. Were ski bunnies prior to or after this logo?
I don't know. So it's such a, well, I guess bunnies are also a symbol of fertility.
That's true.
So maybe that's what he was drawing from. I wish they'd gone into his creative process, but a little bit more in this article. They just kind of skimmed over the history and then mentioned some other achievements. But this was his main thing. But he's passed away now. He passed away at 93.
That, I bet that man had one hell of a life. Because you got to think, he was tied into the whole Playboy thing. He controlled what went on the cover of the magazine every month.
So they talked about that. One of the interesting things about this logo is that it doesn't appear on the cover every month. Or rather, it does, but they hide it in different places. Yeah.
But think about, he's the guy who's designing the front page. And there are 20 to 50 girls every month who desperately want to be factored into that front page. His world was probably just incredible, you know, especially in his younger days.
I was going to say, probably not so much now or even before he passed, but you know.
But he was still living comfortably off of his riches.
I'm sure. Yeah. Probably got paid well for that design.
So hard to, more of a, just a, you know, we note his passing, but I think he got what he needed to out of life.
Probably,
Probably a fun life that guy had. So RIP,
Art,
Playboy Bunny guy. His name was Art.
His name was Art.
What a great
I forgot
name.
His last name.
What a great name. Art the Playboy Bunny guy. See you later.
See you later. Speaking of bunnies and smashing, Smashing Magazine embarks on a radical... So this happened like a month ago and I missed it. And I actually came across a article on Smashing Magazine just organically through work this week. And it is awful. It is the strangest redesign. We were talking about visual hierarchy earlier, and there is no hierarchy on this site. The main page is not terrible. It's not great. But it's the article pages are just like word soup. There's words everywhere.
So
this is the homepage.
And we do have a kind of a small browser going on here. But if you stretch this out horizontally, it just keeps tiling over. And it's always full width of this insanity.
It's so red.
And when you go to the...
In mobile. See, it looks better in a tablet. You need to... I wish they could see it.
It's too... We don't have the resolution. Oh, we can stretch that a little bit. I didn't even notice we're not using the whole... Nah, it's not enough.
We can't hit the breakpoint. But in desktop sizes, which is usually if you're browsing at work looking for articles about how to help you with something web developing related, like the art of the first thing you see on the page is about the author. And then you see the title over here on the right, which that seems like a weird choice for left to right languages. And then the actual body of the article is here. And then the picture for the article is underneath all of that.
And the article text bleeds under
the title,
the about. No, it bleeds under the about over onto the title. It's ridiculous.
It's very bizarre. And red is a strange, like, I like bright colors personally. It doesn't bother me, but usually you don't see a lot of bright colors like that with white text because it's an accessibility issue. Red especially, because it kind of goes into like that mid-tone color, and you know, if you're colorblind, you might not be able to read it as well. And it's weird. It's just a weird redesign all the way around. Strange usability choices, especially for a magazine that is a pretty good resource for web developers and web designers.
I was curious how long Smashing Magazine had been around. Because one of my favorite, you know, the slang, it adapts over time.
This is an older magazine. I remember reading this years ago.
But the word smashing is now synonymous with sex.
Yeah.
Which is...
Smashing Magazine. Someone picks that up at the newsstand and they're like, all right. It's just full of articles about how to optimize your CSS. And it's like, what is CSS? What is that?
So that is one of my favorite new words, though, that because smashing is so violent.
Yeah, it's got a very visceral sort of feel to it.
Shows you what the attitude towards sex in the modern era. It's just a faceless smashing.
Anyway, that's the last note.
That's the end of this episode. And on Friday, we'll be talking about a little bit of gaming, some AI and robots, some hardware news. And we got a good crop of nonsense this week.
We do have
a bumper crop of nonsense. So
a plethora.
Be sure and get in on some of that. And we'll see you then.
Bye.
We'll smash you with some news on Friday.